Guys, what's going on? Welcome back to another wonderful The Arsenio Buck Perspective podcast. And today we're going to be talking about insight. That is the topic for today. See, guys, expansion is everywhere. You know, I was doing this podcast just before my food had come, and then I had a talk with one of my amazing soul friends that I still have to this day in regards to, you know, a collaboration and a collaborative podcast that I did back in the day, Motivational Mentors with Luke Burrows. But, you know, I got on a call with this guy, James Hackney, who I admire so dearly. And we get on a call normally two or three times a year. And, you know, the last time I had talked to him was in March. And then we started talking again for an hour and 10 minutes. So many things made up. I just realized every time I talk to him, it's like a mirror reflection of myself. He's so good. And both him and I, we like reassert ourselves as saying, look how much we've expanded. Look how much we've allowed it to, and how much we flow with it. We evolve. We adapted. I adapted to the shutdown in April. And for the greater good, look where I am now. See, expansion is happening everywhere, people, whether you like it or not. Law of attraction or not. Energy is energy. There's not energy out there. We must generate the energy. And this is happening 24/7. And it's going to continue happening, whether before we were born, even after our death. See, when you woke up today, you decided, and you probably have this podcast pop right up. And big shout out to my folks in Luxembourg now, man. I'm finally starting to do things. Again, this is going to be a big high performance. This is now turned into a high performance podcast, and I'm still reviewing so many other things too. And I will start doing interviews with amazing souls again. But this podcast now has a lot of guidance because I finally figured out my own inner guidance, my inner GPS system. And so when I woke up today, I set that intention. I realized that things were moving forward for me. How about you, though? You woke up and you decided, oh, shit, high octane Arsenio is here. And I deliver the goods every single time on this podcast. I really do. Now, regardless if you listen to this or whatever you do listen to, understand that energy is energy. Know that it's happening. And I know with the energy I put out that the future holds good things for me. It truly does. See, that flow is leading to you and me. The thing is, what type of flow is leading to you? See, my ultimate destiny is carrying out my purpose every single day. You can have that faith and you can have that fear. See, so many people lack imagination. Let me give you an example of that mundane life that I used to have. You know, when I came back from Australia, I came back from being at such a high, traveling through, you know, Thailand for 5 to 6 days, then going through and, you know, living in, obviously, not living, but traveled to Japan, stayed in Hawaii for 4 days, went back home. But I realized that I didn't have that imagination anymore. Things that I should be getting excited for, like going to the gym or on a Saturday or on a Sunday. I was just in a fog for a very long time. Probably that entire summer when I landed June 4th, leading all the way up till maybe August until I finally started bringing some wonderful human beings into my life that could share that amount of love and the amount of, you know, energy and make me laugh all the time. But my imagination went away. See, some of you right now lack that imagination. But if you had that imagination, life would be so much more epic. See, after the pandemic, a lot of people probably just fell right back into another mundane life. Or when the pandemic happened, people fell into that trap of a mundane life. Waking up and getting on YouTube, that's all they did. That's all their purpose was. They had that myopic point of view and thinking. They surrounded themselves with that social media, the news, compared ourselves, reading things that would just make us more stress. See, nobody took time to just tap out of that by saying, you know what, let me get the fuck away from all of this. See, I'm look over here looking at, you know, whoever the top Instagrammers are out there in the world and seeing how they're having such a great life and how they're getting it together. They're rooting all their big role models on, but they're never even rooting on themselves. People could lose their voices at football games. For people, that don't even know that they exist. Yet, if they put that same energy towards their life would be totally different. People getting in bar, you know, my friend James, he lives out there in Leeds right now. He says sometimes when it's like Leeds versus like Man U, there are big brawls outside and stuff like that. And it has become very dangerous and stuff. And I'm like, these people are willing to take a punch for a team that's an inanimate object, but they're unwilling to take a punch for their life, for doing good, the greater good of themselves. People are unwilling. See, when you start putting all that energy towards you and you develop that imagination, you're going to see how amazing that world is, man. You know, that future that's going to lead to that ultimate destiny. See, imagine life to be more grand. Imagine the creativity that you've been gifted with. A lot of people are like, no, I don't have it. No, you do. It's lying dormant. You don't know exactly what it is. I never knew I was going to become a teacher. When I became a teacher, I never know. I just kept chasing the money. I just kept chasing the trail. You guys heard the story of that guy who I was speaking about. He's like, oh yeah, I'm going to go to UAE. You know, they pay a lot better. And then I was like, oh, and he said, what, you don't think I should go there? I'm like, oh, well, I just don't, you know, at the time, 3 years ago, I didn't know what I was doing with my life. I was working for people I didn't even like. I was working in environments that I didn't even particularly care for and work for students or teach students who I absolutely did not like. My life has completely transformed from that. And I told him, if you are following the money trail rather than your ultimate destiny, hey, listen, you're going to be going down a very dark road. See, you've been gifted with that creativity, just as I have, with developing my mind, literally developing my mind, having the likes of Growth Day and listening to Trent Shelton and now listening to Glow Atonmo, who I love so dearly because her energy is insane. You know, listening to, obviously, don't listen to Brendon Burchard's podcast so much anymore because obviously I have him on Growth Day now. So I'm listening to his high performance course and stuff like that. Eric Thomas, of course, always listening to them. Listen, those are my four top people. Pat Flynn, I went back and started listening to him again. Like, I got to develop because that's the only way that's going to take me to the next level. That's the only thing that's going to take me to the next level. See, people, you need to understand, don't be surprised if you have a lot of bad days that you feel blah because obviously you're doing things that are just completely unfulfilling and you don't use your imagination. You see what I mean? It's kind of like when I woke up in the morning and I'm like, oh man, I get to see this friend. Oh, I get to go over here. I get to talk to them about this. I was broke as hell. I didn't have any money when I came back from Aussie. I spent my money on a Rosetta piece of shit stone software to try to learn Japanese, which was the worst way to learn Japanese. But remember, this was 2012 before everything had taken off. And with so many other things, right? But then when I started surrounding myself with people who are livelier and made me laugh, and I started learning about things and going to the dental faculty practice out there in Las Vegas, Nevada, and being around Kenny, who was a really positive driving force in my life. And then meeting Linda, who introduced me to Herbalife. And I finally went to her office in March and I ended up joining the business and stuff like that. All of that was a huge transformation for me, you know? And so I'm unbelievably grateful that I've had that opportunity and I had the opportunity to do that. But it's because I started using my imagination and I was driven to something that I knew was higher than me and existed, not my present life, being in that household with people who were just miserable. So again, I could say maybe the way you describe your days are mundane as fuck. However, your perception could mean it all and, you know, it could be amazing. You know, it's kind of like someone who's just like washing dishes, right? And if you ask them, be like, hey, how'd you like today? Oh, you know, we just washed dishes. We did this, we did that. But through your personal, you know, through your eyes, you guys were actually delivering food to people and you were handing out food to people in need. That could have been amazing through your point of view because you have creativity and imagination versus the other person. See, you might get your hopes up and they might get dashed. You might say, oh, but see, if I have imagination, I'm going to get my hopes high and all that stuff. Guys, remember, I was that type of person where in 2014, I would, you know, I bought a bottle of Hennessy or if I wanted to drink at night, you know, I would like, you know, put on my, you know, my earphones and listen to music. And the party was always inside my head. And anytime I went out to a bar or went somewhere, I was always very disappointed because that same thing wasn't replicated in the external world. Like I went out and I'm like, oh my God, they're going to have great music, such as the music I was listening to. No, that's not how it works. And so I was always very, very disappointed with my external world because my internal world was there. But what I ended up doing, and like tomorrow, I was just telling James, he's like, what do you got plans for the weekend? I said, bro, I'm going to celebrate me this weekend. Oh, really? How are you going to do that? Well, I haven't had I don't drink alcohol often. I probably drink it. Oh my God. Like in the first half of the year, I drink it maybe three times. You know, I only drink it on social occasions or times when I celebrate me. And this is a time for celebration considering what has happened over the past couple of months. And now I'm very, very, very excited about what's about to happen in my life. And what is currently happening? Get some pizza, get some alcohol, put on those tunes and start jamming out. Start being grateful for everything that has happened over the past couple of months and what is soon to happen. See that, and I don't have to take off those earphones and try to go out and try to find a place that has live music and say, oh, why aren't they playing this music? Oh, we could just do that. No, everything is in my head. I create the environment now. I don't have to go anywhere. You see what I mean? So you could always change the outcome by just showing up and delivering. Don't be small, right? And don't always look at everything as a disappointment. See, the big shift is when that disappointment is replaced by a learning mindset. That's when the big change happens in your life. And I can assure you that. So people, with that being said, man, thank you so much for tuning in to another wonderful The Arsenio Buck Show podcast and Arsenio Buck Perspective podcast. Stay tuned for more, guys. The weekly review is going to be coming up. So we got a lot and there's a lot of discussion to be had. Over and out.